Oh man, I'm so overloaded with a burden right now. I can't stop my heart from going to speak. The world needs to know who the Savior is. They need to know the living God who died for them to give them true life. Man, how many people go every day waking up in their life, and they go every day living as if God doesn't exist. People who say they know the Lord, they go as if they've never known Him. Jesus says, if it is I who live, and you say you know me, but don't obey my commands, then you are lying to yourself, you're lying to those around you, because God lives in you. When will you allow Him to live through you? When will you stand out from the world? When will you share your light? A city on a hill is not easily hidden. And the light of Christ in you shouldn't be hidden. When will you let people know that you're different from the world? If you say you know God, but yet you hide Him every day, what are you doing? People are going to hell. Tomorrow is not promised. Those people that you don't show your light to, they mock God, they'd reject Him because they don't even see Him. They don't know Him and He lives in us. How are they supposed to live when they don't see Him? We live every day doing our life the same, and we don't step out in front of the world. We don't die to ourselves. When will you die to yourself that people may know the living God in you? When will you share to them that God even loves them? You'll go an entire day saying you know the Lord and don't even share Him in your own life. When will it be you stop choosing your schedule and stop adding God to your schedule and let Him be your schedule? When will you stop telling God when you will act upon what He says to do rather than He tells you when to do it? You can't be the same. When will you read your word to gain a relationship truly with the one who gave you life? How is it that so many people say they love God and they know the word and they are no part from the world? There's no difference in them. People don't see the light in you because you hide your light. You believe enough for God to get you to heaven and that Christ died for you, but yet you don't believe enough to live it out in your life here. You won't deny yourself. You won't take up your cross and you won't follow Him. How long will it take for you to give up your life for Christ in a way that people can see Him live in you? He lives. He's a living God. He resurrected from the dead and He's seated at the right hand side of the Father with authority over all powers and principalities. There's a spiritual realm more real than the physical one that we see today, because what we see will pass away, but the spiritual will go on forever. How much more real is it that Christ lived out a life that we could see was truth? That we could see that there was something greater than what we see with our physical eyes? Our spirit needs to live. And it needs to live by the Holy Spirit, through God's Word and by Christ. He needs to live through you. If you don't allow Him to live through you, you'll allow yourself to live for you every day. And if you allow yourself to live for you every day, then there's a way that seems right to a man, and that's the path of destruction. You're leading yourself and everyone else down a road that's dark, because the light is in you. It's supposed to be inside of you, showing to the world who Christ is. You get laughed at and mocked at places. I hope you do. Because if you're persecuted with Christ, it's an honor that the living God would lay down His life for you to have life. God gave His Son. Jesus Christ paid more of a price with His blood than you to just get to heaven. He paid a price for you to live in victory on this earth every day. that you can walk out a life separated from the world and walk in the power of God to change the atmosphere around you. Everything about living in the world and being no different from it is absolutely sickening. It's not okay. How long will you go without people knowing Jesus? The God you say you follow, you don't serve. God says, I know my children. My children hear my voice, and to the enemies they will not follow. And if you don't even spend time in God's word every day, how will you know His voice from the enemies? How will you know your life is different from anything else? How will you even experience the life God wanted you to have and He died for, gave His blood, came from heaven, gave up heaven for you to have heaven, and you won't even speak to say God loves you lest someone gets offended? You've got to stop caring about people's offense. You've got to let yourself live a life Christ died for, which is more than you waking up and doing your routine. Jesus Christ is not a checklist. He's a living God, and He's a righteous God. He's holy and pure, and there is no darkness in Him. You've got to die to yourself. What does that mean? It means that you stop taking control and stop doing things that you think is better than what God says. How can you say you have a relationship with the one who gives life, the sustainer of life, and the creator of all things, when you live as if you've never known Him? How can you say with your mouth you obey the Lord and in your heart you're far from Him? Isaiah said, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Are far from you. And Jesus Christ quoted the same scripture when He came to this earth. He says, Isaiah was right. They say they love me, they honor me with their lips, and their hearts are far from me. How many times did Jesus Christ tell the Pharisees that they're living a life as if they're obeying the entire law? They're trying to do everything they can on their own self, and they won't deny their self and their own works to let Him just live through them. To accept the fact that Jesus is the Messiah and He wants to give them the life that they're trying to obtain themselves. You've got to stop. Stop. Give up your life so that He may live through you. People may know the living God through you. They will never know if you don't show them or tell them. How are people to know unless they're told? How are people even going to hear the word unless someone speaks it to them? And how are they going to be able to have faith unless they hear the word? And how is their faith going to grow unless they act upon the word? If the word doesn't change their life because they aren't only hearers of the word, they're doers of the word. That changes someone's life. How are they ever going to be different from the world and their self? To literally read the word of God and read paragraphs, but not live out one verse. You may be able to quote an entire paragraph of God's word, and you don't even live that out in your life. You're fooling yourself. You're like a man who looks in a mirror, goes to the mirror, sees what his self should be. He sees who God says he is, walks away from there and forgot what he looked like, forgot what he read, forgot what he even is supposed to be. Because he still clings to his life. For those who try to seek and save their life will lose it. But for those who give up their life for my sake and the gospel will find it. I'm telling you, if you don't give up your life and you don't die to yourself, the life of Christ is not in you. You are suppressing the truth, and you're suppressing the fact that you need to die to save your life. Because those who seek to hold on to their life and to let the world tell them how they should live, and they seek their identity in the things they own, they seek their identity in the things that they do, and they seek their identity, your identity meaning who you are and where they work and the materialistic things they have. You are a spiritual being needing the spiritual Father who is the sustainer of life to be in you and flowing through you, and your life to be you're malnourished if you don't even read the word. Your spirit's dying. I'm telling you, God isn't fake. He's not a hypocrite, and he's not an author that tells you to live a certain way. To not try Jesus out. How many people have said, I went through a phase for Jesus? How can you go through a phase of Jesus? How can you try Jesus out? There's no in between offside, yes or no, like maybe. There's either yes or no. There's not no fence. You can't stand on the fence. It's either all in or all out. You're either with him or against him. And those who are for him are not your enemy. Those who do the will of my Father which is in heaven are my brothers and sisters. Lord, Lord, your mothers and brothers are looking for you. Or who are my mother and brothers? And who are my sisters? But those who do the will of my Father which is in heaven. How many will say, Lord, Lord? Why do you call me word? Why do you call me Lord which you do not what I say? Why do you call Jesus your Lord and you live your life as if you don't even know him? You've got to die to yourself before you can have a life with the Father. If your life is bland and you say you know Jesus and nothing's changing, there's a problem. You're living one way and you're saying you know a different. But it's hypocrisy to say that you know something and you don't live it out. To say, I know I have lights in my house on, and to not pay that bill, those lights will go off. To say, I know I have rent, I know I have a house, and not pay your rent, you're going to get kicked out. You act on what you believe. You do the things that you know you should do. If you can do things like this in the world, why can't you do the things that matter the most, which is God? Why do you say you know the Word and you love the Lord and yet you do not what He says? How can you continue a relationship with God like this? How can you say you have one? It's not a religion. Jesus Christ is God's attempt to get to man. Religion's man's attempt to get to God. You can't say you know God and live a different life. You've got to submit your life to the Father and be honest in your heart of where you're at. If you don't know where you're going for eternity and you think that you're going to go to heaven because of how good you've done, but you've not yet accepted the fact that God sent His Son because you couldn't get there and it's only in Christ that there is life, you're going to leave this earth and stand before the Father the same way you came in, with nothing. And you're only going to have Jesus Christ's testimony to stand to get you into heaven and a relationship with God, because He knows you, and a relationship is only through Jesus. There's no one else. There is no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you're living one way, showing the world that you're dead, and that there's no life in you, how will you go to the Father of life and tell Him you have life and live as if you never knew Him? He will say, be gone from me, I never knew you. If you know Jesus, your life will change, because it's Him who lives in you. And it's Him who changes your life. If you have not submitted your life to God and given your life up and died to yourself for Him, then don't be deceived. For nobody who lives in the world in sin continually and allows themselves to live is no different from the world and continues to live that way, and they don't even have a conviction the way they're living and they say they know the Lord. Or you continue to live a certain way and say that you know God when you're continuing to sin and continuing to do things without caring, or at least literally submitting your life and give it up because it is a choice. You will give up your life in order to serve God. Or you will lose it and go to the Father, and He will tell you he never knew you, because you will not give up your own life for the sake of his. I pray that you hear this message, and I pray that this changes your life and touches your heart. You need Christ. He is the giver of life. And do not make excuses to yourself and be a know-it-all. Because those who know it all is what they say seems right to a man, and that weighs the path of destruction, because there is only one way and one truth, and it is in Christ. And your life can only change by obedience in his word. And Christ learned obedience through suffering. So if your life is going hard, it's an opportunity to grow in God. It's an opportunity to let his word live out in you. Pray to God, be honest, and say, I don't know what I'm doing, Lord. I need your help, because I am so far from acting like I have it together. If you get to the point where you can read the Bible and say, I don't need to read it again, I don't need to read that passage, I don't need to read that book, I've heard that 1,000 times, man, you're missing the entire point. You are literally missing the point of Scripture. Because if you can think you don't need to read God's Word, you can think you don't need to know Jesus, because Jesus is the Word. And you need to know Him. And to know Him is to walk out His life instead of yours, because you are obedient to His Word and you allow yourself to be changed and washed by His Word, and His blood cleanses your conscience of dead works and gives you a righteous life to live right standing with God, justified. Just if I'd never done anything wrong is justification, justified. And to live a righteous life is what Christ put off righteousness, and the Father put righteousness in you. He put righteousness in your account where you could be righteous, right standing with God, as if you had never done anything. Jesus Christ came from heaven, gave up heaven so that you may obtain heaven. You may be able to have a relationship. He gave up a relationship with the Father. Jesus Christ literally became sin who knew no sin, and the Father had to turn from his own Son. Father, why have you forsaken me? Because God can't look at sin, and he had to put his wrath, his full wrath, not part, not in a little bit. He had to put his full wrath on Jesus for you. Jesus did not just die on the cross for you. He died as you. And if you don't die to yourself, then you continue living the life he already died for you. And you won't obtain what he really wants you to have and walk out a life that's truly in him on this earth. Come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't be deceived. Read the verse. Do not be deceived. For, and a whole list goes on, and I want you to read that verse, so that you may be able to spend time in God's Word yourself. It's not my job, nor a pastor's job, nor anyone else's job to feed you. You are to feed yourself every day. And for you to spend one-on-one time with the teacher, the God who devoted himself to be your teacher, he is to teach you and lead you into all truth and to be your mentor. Stop listening to everyone else and listen to God for once. Spend time alone with his Word and open it up. Get on your knees or just pray or just say, God, I need to know this. I need to become what your word says and who I am, so I will know who I really am in you. And I can walk this out, because my life is not as what it says it is in your word. And I don't understand why. And I need to know why I'm living a life that seems contradicting to your word. And I've tried 50 years. I went to church for 50 years. And I think I've reached to a point that I understand. If you're not living out a life that's victorious and you're not changed and look different from the world, you don't stand out to people and they can look at you and pass you by as if you aren't even there. How would they ever see your light? How would they ever know that Christ really is who he says he is? How will they ever know unless you either live by an example or tell them? And if you tell them, you better be living it. Because for you to have a log in your own eye and to point out a speck in someone else's that says, first, fix your own life so that you may see clearly to get out the speck in your brother's eye. Remove the log from your own eye so you can see clearly to get the speck out of your brother's eye. Read the word and do the word, and your life will change. And it starts with a relationship with Jesus Christ, because he is the only way to the Father who gives life. Thank you for listening, and I hope this impacts your life.